the radio booming over the game's noise, his mind elsewhere. At 7, he took off. He drove to Jonathan's and honked. His friend bounded out, lanky and loose-jointed as a clown, wearing a Cubs cap backward and a pair of shredded jeans. Instantly, Brent regretted the choice of his neatly ironed khakis. They drove off. "So how come you need a ride?" Brent asked. "Forgot to pay my car insurance," said Jonathan. "My dad took the car for a month."
"There are consequences for our acts, my boy.
Like having to show up in your Studebaker instead of my Mazda MX-6.
"It's a Chevy, not a Studebaker."
Jonathan winced wearily. "No kidding." A sense of humor was a luxury that Brent had never been able to afford. He was always the new kid, stumbling through the maze, never quite rich or good-looking or athletic enough to join the elite. Unless he played his cards right at the party tonight.
"So, how do you get there?"
"Get on 355, said Jonathan. "I'll show you." Brent drove through Glen Ellen's maple-lined streets. Chaz lived all the way across the city, in Wilmette, on the lake. Montfort drew from all of Chicago. It was Brent's first private school. He'd cheered when he'd heard that his father would be making enough money to afford the tuition. Then when they'd moved from Atlanta in March,